Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We had a cow stall screened in to keep flies. Used to have to spray her on this time of the year when the flies were so bad. We'd put her in there and close the door and spray the whole thing, you know, so the flies wouldn't.
Bringing the cows over and bought the dog flies.
I don't know. We don't know a lot about the dog flies. They spray and they studied and everything else, and they still can't. State spends a lot of money on dog flies. Y'all have them in Georgia, do you? In fact, this area, I think, is the only place that they have dog flies. Now, I believe I'm right about this. I think from, say, the mouth of Mississippi River on back down toward Baby Cedar Key and down in there, I think I'm right about this. They spent lots and lots of money they spray the beaches. They spray seaweed, you know, when it washes up on the beach and everything else trying to kill them. But they'll just absolutely run you crazy. Well, they look just like a housefly, except they bite. They look just like a housefly, except they bite. If you go on the beach, they'll work you over this time of year. Depends on which way the wind's blowing. That has a lot to do with it, too.
I don't guess you're too familiar with raising cotton.
I don't know. I know nothing. I saw some, and a fellow grew uptown. He had a doctor by his office here a while back, and that's the first I'd ever seen growing.
Have you ever heard what they call it when they go out and thin out the cotton and get rid of them? Say if you had a lot of corn growing, you say that the corn was growing in
a cornfield? Okay. Is that what you're after?
What about something smaller than a field?
A patch?
What sort of things grow in a patch?
Oh, a collard patch. Turnip patch. Oh, that's what we have around here is patches. Everybody, he has a small garden or a patch, you know. That's the limit of the farming around here.
Did y'all raise some vegetables?
Yes.
Yourself? What sort of fences did people used to have in this area?
Picket fence. A lot of people had picket fence.
What is that like?
That's with a little small rails. It's made out of wood. Small slats nailed on these 2x4s that run. They run parallel to the ground, and these are vertical, you know, nailed.
Are they pointed at the top?
Some pointed, yes, some round.
What about the kind of fence that would go like this?
No, not around here. I've seen them, and I know what you're talking about. It's a rail fence, mm-hmm. But not around here.
Kind of a wire fence. Comes in strands, and you catch your clothes on it. It's got little...
Barb.
Huh?
Barbed wire. Some people call it barbed wire.
Say if you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the
post.
Just one of them. You might call. Say you don't. You have to nail the wire to the
post.
And just one would be called one.
The post.
Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock? They have that around here.
No rock around here. Only rock we ever got to see in our slingshots when they gravel the road. Well, you know, in Georgia, you can go in these ditches and find little rocks to shoot in your slingshots, but we didn't even have that around here.
Just sand.
Yeah, just sand.
That won't hurt.
Sand and sand spurs.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in their nest?
Well, the real poor people would put a small light bulb in there if they could find one. But you could buy these little old dummy eggs uptown. They have a special name for them, but I really... Glass egg.
Say if you had a real good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of...
China?
Did you ever hear of the egg called that? Never heard of China.
Did I say that again?
Did you ever hear of an egg made out of that?
No.
What if people used to carry water or milk in?
I think the proper name would be a milk pail, but most everybody called it milk buckets.
What was it made out of?
Not galvanized. It was made out of tin.
If it was made out of wood, would you still call it a pail or a bucket?
Yes, I think so. A wooden bucket. We never did have a wooden one.
Something that people might have in their kitchen to put some grabs and dishwater for the hogs.
Slop bucket.
Okay. And what do people have to cook in? Say to fry eggs?
Frying pan.
Anything else?
No, they have a griddle, but you don't fry eggs on a griddle.
What does that look like? Is that just flat?
Yes, just flat with the little sides are small, low sides.
Did you ever see a frying pan that had little legs on it?
Yes, but it's still a frying pan.
You never heard it called a spider or a skillet?
Oh, yes, and I've heard them called spiders. And spiders a frying pan, yep.
Is a spider a special kind of frying pan? Or would you use that word spider yourself, or is that an old-fashioned word? Or what?